The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
A lot of people think one of the keys to dating is if you're ever like challenging a girl to a game, playing pool, bowling, something like that, you let them win.
No.
But that's not how you do it. You beat them down handily, and then you gloat in their face.
No!
And that is the best way to score a date with a girl. And that's exactly what Henry did, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. He challenged her to a race, beat her, and then gloated. And now he's wondering why he's not getting a call back. I think I might know why, Henry.
That's not exactly what happened.
Okay, well, why don't you explain to me what happened then? Because your email said that you met her while you guys were running and you challenged her to a race and beat her.
Right. So it was a 5K.
Uh-huh.
And we met while stretching. I was stretching. We were both alone.
Stretching? That sounds very intimate already.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess it was kind of intimate.
Did you make comments about her being very bendy and how you like that?
No, I steered clear of those sorts of comments.
Good.
We were stretching, and I noticed her. She was cute. We flirted. I was just, you know, asking her if she was excited about the run. Had she done this sort of stuff before? Just, you know, basic flirting, getting to know you stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she seemed really cool. I was like, oh, my God, this is really great. So I said, I'll bet you lunch that I'll beat you.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Ooh, smart.
That's
Thanks,
cute.
Brooke. Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty cute.
I mean, it's just your way to make sure that you can buy her lunch.
Yeah, the whole time I was going to buy, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm going to like hold her to buying me lunch. You know, it was just a way to ask her out.
Yeah, I'm sure she understood that. So you ended up beating her and then...
I beat her handily, of course.
And you're still bragging about it.
I'm a good runner. I beat her. I waited for her. Not in a creepy way, but I was just there, you know, everyone's having some water. I was there and we, you know, exchanged numbers and we went out for lunch.
All right. And how did lunch go?
Really good. I mean, I really liked her. She was really cool and funny. It was easy and I paid for lunch again, you know, so, I didn't, you know, make her pay for lunch.
Well,
why'd you laugh
you?
After that? That sounded weird. Like, I paid for lunch, if you know what I mean.
No, I felt like you guys might think that I, like, made her pay for lunch because of the bet.
You should have.
No!
Yeah,
I mean,
you absolutely should have made her pay
Jubal's
for
right.
lunch.
No!
So you said the conversation and everything was going good. Like, what are some of the things you really connected on? Other than the fact that she can't run as fast as you can.
Right. I mean, there was one interesting thing I'll say. I mean, that she sort of stood out from other girls I've dated. We talked a lot about intimacy.
Intimacy like sexual intimacy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's pretty sweet to have on a first date over lunch.
Yeah, you know, soup and salad and talk about sex.
Wait, how'd that come up?
Wait, yeah, exactly, because it's lunchtime, it's daylight.
I mean, I don't know exactly how it came up, but regardless, she was really free and felt comfortable talking about it, and we, you know, we both talked about it, and it was refreshing, you know, because I think, you know, I think in our culture, like, a lot of women don't feel comfortable, as they should, talking about that sort of stuff.
Wait, hold on, though. What exactly were you talking about? Like, the craziest places you guys have ever done it?
We didn't get that far into it, but, you know, we just sort of talked about how we feel about sex. I got the impression that she was kind of wild. I mean, she basically said as much.
Wow.
Nice.
So she actually said that she's wild.
In so many words.
Wow. So I'm guessing you got a kiss at the end of the date then, at least.
You know, we hugged at the end of the date, actually.
Wow, she does sound like a wild one.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, again, it was afternoon, and, you know, first date. For me, I generally think, like, a first date, not much is going to happen in that way, but... But no, it didn't feel like I was, like, hugging my sister or something, you know? Like, it felt like
okay. There
was chemistry there.
So you're saying that she's wild, and you guys talked about all kinds of intimacy, all kinds of sexual stuff on your first date, and then you ended it with a hug. I'm guessing your talk wasn't really as hot and heavy as I'm picturing it in my mind.
Friend zone.
Yeah. It's like one time I kissed the guy on the cheek. Ooh, she's a naughty girl.
No, trust me, it was more than that. I know it might not sound like it, lunch date hugging, but like it was pretty hot.
All right. Well, if it was so hot, then why do you think you're not getting a call back?
I mean, I don't know. I texted her after. I didn't hear back. I waited a couple days. I texted her again, and I still didn't hear back. So I'm worried that maybe she felt like obligated because of the race, because I bet her that if I win, that she would have taken me out.
Oh, like she felt like she had no choice but to go out with you because before the race, you were like, if I beat you, I got to take you out to lunch. She's like, damn it, I didn't want to actually go out with this guy.
She has to.
I know, but I feel like it can't be that because, again, like she was able to open up with me about personal stuff. I felt a real connection. So it just seems like it couldn't be that.
Well, we'll play a song. Come back, call her, and get your second date update then, okay?
Thank you, sure.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.